Hello everyone, it's the 23rd of July 2015 and it's just coming up to 12 noon. And today we will be, myself, Dominic and Johnny will be welcoming Iris, who is to be my new guide dog when we finished our training. She's due to arrive in about, 5 minutes time, I suppose. Bit nervous. bit because I've never trained from home before. So I don't quite know how it's going to be. So it's good news that we've managed to start us training anyway, because I were due to start on the 13th of July, and sadly Iris had to go to vets because she got a growth on her leg. The results came back in and they said it was non-conclusive, so they were going to operate on it, and she were due to have an operation on Monday just gone, which was the 20th, and they took her to vets and there was virtually nothing there. So whatever it is or was has gone down. So the vet said he didn't want to put her to sleep and, you know, mess about with her for nothing. So they asked if she would be alright to continue, like, start training with me. And yes, so that's that. She's coming today and I've got to take her to vets in about 2 weeks time just to see if there've been any changes with this thing that's on her leg. So hopefully there won't be, hopefully it's just a cyst. And that's it really. So I'm just waiting for her coming now. Dominic and Johnny are out, so I think I'm prepared. We've done lots of rearranging, finding space for a bed. We've had to find a new place for a mop bucket so I can put a food next to Johnny's in cupboard. Although we are gonna rearrange that at some point and move things around in kitchen. So, but not yet. We'll get settled in first. And I think that's it for now. So I'll come back in a bit when I've got more to report. Hello everyone, back again. It is 8:20 in the evening. Iris is here. We've had a very busy day. Good girl. No. Good girl. Good girl. Sit. Sit. Good girl, and wait. So, she's here, as you have just heard. She's very giddy. very excited. Very nervous as well, because, you know, it's all strange for her. But we've done lots of stuff today. Mainly... yeah, obedience stuff. Sit. Sit. Good girl. So she's just getting a bit restless at minute. And it doesn't help that Johnny's having his tea in the other room. So, I just wanted to let you know that she had arrived. She has arrived and everything's okay. And we're doing all right. So, bye for now. It's now the 24th of July, Friday the 24th, 2015. So yesterday were a bit hectic, really. Iris and Judith arrived. Judith's the lady who was training me. We covered house obedience. We covered play.
And what else did we cover? Oh yeah, toileting as normal. And then night feeding and night time. So, because Iris is giddy and it's all new to her, I have to tether her in the living room when I'm going to do other things. Ignore her when she cries. At night time, she can be free. So we took her bed upstairs, because we bring it downstairs for her to lay on it daytime, especially if she's tethered. So, so Johnny were on his bed, she were on her bed. She settled down really nicely, actually. And then Johnny moved off his bed and she thought, ha-ha, comfier bed than mine, I'll have it. So she did, so then poor Johnny didn't get it. He wouldn't go on her bed. And to be fair to her, she slept all night. She moved a little bit, turning round, getting comfortable. I didn't sleep much because I was worrying about whether she were going to be all right. Then she woke up about 5:30 and did get up. I don't know if it was because Johnny had moved or what, but she did get up and she did come and wake me up. And I thought, oh, well, maybe she does want toilet. And I remembered that Judith has said in kennels they feed them between 6 and 7. So the first thing I did was took her out to toilet just in case. And then I tethered her while I got her food ready and took her into the kitchen, fed her, took her out toilet. Then I went back to bed and then I got up again at about 8:30. Took her out again just in case. And then since then we've had kind of chilled morning really. She seems to relax more when telly's on. It's really weird. I went and had a shower and did all that stuff and she was tethered and she was crying. Because she could hear me upstairs but couldn't get to me. And then I came out at shower and I've done some emails and stuff and she were upstairs with me then and she settled down really nicely while I was doing my emails and stuff. So that's good to know. We've had a play, mad play. She's crazy, this dog, honestly she is. You get her hyped up and she's crazy. So I've just got her grooming stuff ready and I thought I'd come in here and finish my boo off and let her have a chill before I groom her. And she's just flat out now, she's alright, so... She's eating her food, no problems there. Man, she is a Labrador, so you wouldn't expect that anyway, really. But, you know, they do get worried. They do get worried. Johnny's got right grump on with me. The only thing I suppose I'm finding a little bit difficult is, and this probably is because I'm training from home, and I don't know if anybody else has had a similar experience, but I've had to put all Johnny's toys away. And Johnny is a toy dog. He does carry. He will play. And they haven't really had a chance to play with one another. They've obviously greeted one another. And Johnny's quite... He doesn't quite know what to do with her. And he's got face on with me. He's got face on with her. He won't go into the living room when she's in there. And oh dear, and it's just, I don't know what to do. It's just quite difficult. So I'll be glad when they can play together because I think that'll be a big release for them both and it will, you know, help them get to know one another. So, I mean, last night Johnny did eventually settle down on rug and they were curled up together and that were nice. 10% of battery remaining. Low battery. 10%.